Winner Take Nothing, Disc 4.
The Gambler, the Nun, and the Radio. They brought them in around midnight, and then all night long, everyone along the corridor heard the Russian. "Where is he shot?" Mr. Fraser asked the night nurse.
"In the thigh, I think."
"What about the other one?"
"Oh, he's going to die, I'm afraid."
"Where is he shot?"
"Twice in the abdomen. They only found one of the bullets."
They were both beat workers, a Mexican and a Russian, and they were sitting drinking coffee in an all-night restaurant when someone came in the door and started shooting at the Mexican. The Russian crawled under a table and was hit finally by a stray shot fired at the Mexican as he lay on the floor with two bullets in his abdomen. That was what the paper said. The Mexican told the police he had no idea who shot him. He believed it to be an accident.
"An accident that he fired 8 shots at you and hit you twice there?"
"Si, senor," said the Mexican, who was named Caetano Ruiz.
"An accident that he hit me at all, the cabrón,"
he said to the interpreter.
"What does he say?"
asked the detective sergeant, looking across the bed at the interpreter.
"He says it was an accident."
"Tell him to tell the truth that he's going to die," the detective said.
"Nah,"
said Caetano. "But tell him that I feel very sick and would prefer not to talk so much."
"He says that he is telling the truth,"
the interpreter said. Then speaking confidently to the detective,
"He don't know who shot him. They shot him in the back."
"Yes," said the detective, "I understand that. But why did the bullets all go in the front?"
"Maybe he is spinning around," said the interpreter.
"Listen," said the detective, shaking his finger almost at Caetano's nose, which projected waxes yellow from his dead man's face in which his eyes were alive as a hawk's. "I don't give a damn who shot you, but I've got to clear this thing up. Don't you want the man who shot you to be punished?" "Tell him that," he said to the interpreter.
"He says to tell who shot you."
"Mandarlo al carajo," said Caetano, who was very tired.
"He says he never saw the fellow at all,"
the interpreter said.
"I tell you straight, they shot him in the back."
"Ask him who shot the Russian."
"Poor Russian," said Caetano.
"He was on the floor with his head enveloped in his arms. He started to give cries when they shoot him, and he's giving cries ever since. Poor Russian."
"He says some fellow that he doesn't know. Maybe the same fellow that shot him."
"Listen," the detective said. "This isn't Chicago. You're not a gangster. You don't have to act like a moving picture. It's all right to tell who shot you. Anybody would tell who shot them. That's all right to do. Suppose you don't tell who he is and he shoots somebody else. Suppose he shoots a woman or a child. You can't let him get away with that."